You're listening to The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Ben Vowsler. We'll continue our circadian clock theme in just a moment with more on the actual chemical workings of the body clock and how cells keep time. But first, let's take a look at some of this week's leading scientific breakthroughs. And to kick us off, UK scientists have shown this week that light-sensitive cells transplanted into the eyes of blind mice can restore vision, which could pave the way for the treatment of some forms of human blindness in future. Now, this is the work of Robin Alley, who's a researcher at UCL. It's published in the journal Nature this week. And what he and his colleagues have done is to take a mouse which has got a genetic mutation called GNAT1. And these mice have rod cells that don't work. So they have a retina with rods in them, but when you shine light on these rods, they don't produce any signals that the brain can pick up on. What they've done is to transplant into these mice cells which have been collected from newborn mice which were healthy, didn't have this mutation. In fact, they transplanted about 200,000 of these rod precursor cells into a space called the subretinal space in the recipient mice. And they then followed up what happened to these adult mice. They found that about 26,000 of the transplanted cells survived. And then by doing careful anatomical studies, they showed that these cells migrate to the right place in the retina. They wire themselves in. They're able to show that they made connections to the retina. And that when light was shone on the eye, the animal's brains showed brainwave activity, showing that they could pick up on the light. The animals also moved their eyes correctly according to a spot of light that was moved in front of them, showing that they were detecting light. Compared with control animals, this didn't happen, so it looked like the animals clearly were seeing something. They then did behavioural studies where they put the mice into a low-light condition and they had them swimming in a water bath where they had to go and find a platform submerged just below the surface of the water. And the animals that had received the surgery could find the platform about 75% of the time successfully, and the animals that had not received any cell implants or were control animals were only successful no more often than chance. And in their paper, the researchers say the results demonstrate for the first time that transplanted rod photoreceptor precursors can integrate into a dysfunctional adult retina and, by directly connecting with the host retinal circuitry, truly improve vision. Now, some people are slightly more sceptical about this in a number of ways, one of them being, well, why did these researchers use animals that didn't have complete blindness? Because these animals still had cones in their retina that would work. It would have been better, perhaps, to use a mutant mouse that had a retina that didn't work at all. But at the same time, it's still intriguing and I think certainly deserves further examination.
So these are not quite stem cells, but cells that are partially differentiated already and would go on to become rod cells regardless.
That's right. So when the animals are first born, they have cells which are called rod precursor cells, which are cells that are going to turn into rods and then wire themselves up to the retina if they were left in situ. In this case, they went to these young animals, took those cells out, and then put them into adults that had these rods that didn't work. They'd also got a label in those cells so they could track where they went, and they could then see that they were going to the right places in the retina and wiring themselves up.
So if we are going to look at using this as a treatment, then we're going to need to find a source of those cells or a way to differentiate proper stem cells into these precursors.
This really tests the idea of getting cells, putting them into the retina and showing that they can wire themselves up. The source of those cells for, say, human treatment in future is more likely to be from a person's own cells, because technology now exists to take, say, a skin cell and use various chemical tricks to persuade it to turn itself into a retinal rod precursor or cone precursor, which you could then put in, and that would hopefully, in the same way that worked in these mice, turn into a mature photoreceptor and restore vision in an individual who had a certain type of, say, visual loss.